Early turnout in Escambia and Walden counties was at 55%, with Santa Rosa at 56%. Okaloosa led the region at just over 60% as of Monday, according to Supervisor of Elections Paul Lux.
We had a whole lot of early voting this time. We nearly maxed out the allowable time that we had. And even with one of our sites in my main office being closed due to COVID, we were successfully able to reroute most of the people who turned up here.
Not only did COVID-19 close the elections office, it also sidelined Lux with a mild case of the ailment. He says he's now doing very well.
I was back behind my desk on the absolute first day I was allowed to come back. I hadn't had a fever for days. My taste and smell had already returned. My wife never contracted it at all. She just ended her quarantine today.
For the 2020 election cycle, Lux's office mailed an additional 20,000 ballots compared to 2016.
Our percentage of turnout in 2016, we mailed 28,000 absentee ballots and got back 23,000. So that was a return rate of about 82%. Now we're looking at about a 74% turnout. And of course, you know, we're still checking in ballots. That number is only going to continue to climb.
In Escambia County, Elections Chief David Stafford says their 55% mark is the largest ever early turnout before a ballot is cast on election day.
And that number will rise. Now it's not going to rise by a large margin, but we're still receiving vote by mail ballots and then people coming in and dropping off their ballots. So that number of return vote by mail ballots will increase. And then, of course, we begin Election Day Tuesday. Yes, very pleased. People are voting.
As for Tuesday, Stafford said the universe of votes left out there, obviously, is smaller than in past elections. The modern turnout record, he says, was 80% set in 2008.
I say modern because that's after the National Voter Registration Act was passed in the mid-90s, so you sort of got to take turnout before the passage of that and turnout after that and treat them a little bit differently. For us to get there, that's only going to take about another 50 to 60,000 election day votes over the 80 precincts throughout the county.
National media outlets have been reporting that the White House and Republican operatives may be poised to shut down counting the votes at a certain point after election day. Stafford concedes that may be possible in some states, but it's less likely to occur in Florida.
We can begin and have begun canvassing our vote by mail ballots weeks in advance to the point where we've got very few left yet to canvass. And then, of course, all of the early votes that are cast. So that by the end of election night, well above 90% of the votes cast in the election in Florida should be reported.
Statewide, Florida Democrats have cast 108,000 more ballots than Republicans as the nation's largest swing state heads into Tuesday. Both parties in Florida have engaged multitudes of lawyers who are ready to rush to court at any sign of voting suppression, fraud, or other political shenanigans. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.